You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is where Wisconsin wakes up. It's Daybreak with Brian Noonan and Jamie Martinson. Here are your hosts, Brian and Jamie.
6:06 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. You are listening to the Civic Media Network. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. I'm Brian Noonan. It is April 1st, April Fool's Day. What will happen during the show? Who knows? Will there be pranking? I doubt it, because there's too much stuff going on in the world, and we want to hear from you, though. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. On that note, if you have a good April Fool's trick that you could pull on somebody, we would love to hear that.
You mean like the current times we live in? Like that
no,
could be.
No, those are not
oh,
fun.
Okay, all right.
These are those. I want something fun. I want a trick that will bring some enjoyment to people, not cause more angst. But
I've never
been a big prankster. But
I'm not good at them. I don't really have a great poker face, so I'm not really that good at them. I don't know if this surprises anybody, but I can't really keep surprises. I can't really keep secrets all that much, because I really love to share things with people, and I get excited when I'm able to, you know, give them something good around Christmas or something, right? And so I can't ever really hide that, and so I'm not a great prankster.
Can I hop in here real quick?
It's annoying to me as well. Yes, please.
That's the least surprising thing Jamie's ever said.
Yeah.
Could you have guessed that Jamie's not great?
No.
At doing April Fools?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I also want to commend us for not doing some lame April Fools bit this morning.
Kind of felt like we should go all polka or something this morning. At least for a little bit.
Like Frank and Parker hosting the show, or doing it all in subtitled in AI Spanish, something like that. I've had a change of heart, and Donald Trump is the greatest thing to happen to this country since deep-fried Oreos.
Wow.
That would be
some sort of April Fool's hot take. Parker, what do you got in there?
I was just going to, when you said the Spanish translation, the subtitles, the other day I was trying to watch Tommy Boy, and for whatever reason, the first version of it that came up was a Spanish version. And I got a good like minute and a half in before I was like, oh, okay, it's not supposed to be like this.
No,
it's not.
I don't think Chris Farley's fluent in Spanish.
No. Hey, you don't know. Ask him.
Well, I kind of do.
You're right, I can't.
Wow, too soon.
Wow, dude.
Sorry.
Wow.
It's one of Wisconsin's own.
I know.
Watch your mouth.
I know.
Start blasting the dead. You're sitting miles from his home. So
wow.
The whole Farley clan's going to come over. All right, Frank, you had problems last night due to the weather, first of all, is going to be awful. It's going to rain today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. It's just going to keep raining
part
all the way
Easter.
Into Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be in the 50s.
Don't plan your Easter egg hunts outside. Nobody's going out to look for the eggs. This is the time of year. This was the time of year we always had to plan the Easter egg hunts for our kids when they were little inside. And we always used the plastic eggs because nobody wanted to risk, you know, like leaving one behind somewhere and then finding it months later. So I foresee a lot of those this weekend with the weather. But Frank, you have a missed opportunity because of the weather that you need to tell us about.
So yesterday morning, I got a text from a friend that I've been trying to make plans with, and he said, hey, I've got a couple extra Cubs tickets for tonight.
Pass.
It's spring. The past couple of days have been so nice. I've been wanting to go to a baseball game, and I haven't seen him in probably a year. So he's like, hey, I know plans haven't worked out. Could you go to the baseball game tonight? And I said, yeah, I'm in. It's been nice. It's pretty warm right now. If the rain holds off, I think we're going to be good.
Famous last
words.
If the
rain holds off, there was a typhoon of biblical proportions yesterday.
I know.
It rained insane. And then, Frank, then the weather changed as they predicted it would. Not Nostradamus, but all the weather monkeys. They told you it was going to get bad.
Brian, I walked outside like around 4 o'clock, and realized that the temperature had dipped so much.
Yes. Oh, it's cold.
And I had a gust of wind, like, chill my entire body. And I walked back inside and immediately fired off the text. I was like, I love you and your wife. I don't love you that much. I'm not, I cannot go tonight.
No, go to a bar and catch up.
Yeah,
to,
like watch the game at a bar with some drinks where you're nice and toasty, warm and dry.
There,
and...
there might be a place in Wrigleyville, Frank, that has a TV on with the Cubs game. You could probably watch it there.
There's probably a chance. That
Am I, hold on, what day? It's Wednesday, right?
It's Wednesday. Yes.
Am I going out on a Tuesday night to go sit at a bar to watch a baseball game in March?
Sure. Yes.
No.
Yes. You're young.
I mean, your friend invited you. He obviously wanted to see you.
You all know morning show folks get out of everything at night because we got to be up.
We have an excuse. It's like a built-in excuse every single time for anything that we don't want to do. I don't care if it's like a Saturday. Nope, still tired, still recovering from the week.
And I'll be honest, I am not ashamed at maybe when I was your age, Frank, I would have maybe sucked it up and gone and been miserable the whole time.
Well, I guess
question. Yeah, right now, you asked me to go to a game last night. I'm like, absolutely not.
Just seems they also seem very people-y. I don't know. There's a certain point of the day where I get to the point where I'm like, I don't really need this many people around me. And I just want to, be by myself. I want to just hang out by myself, maybe with the family. I don't really need extra people around me. Chad's chiming in over on our Facebook feed this morning. He says, hey, Frank is being a big baby.
Well, that's what I'm this text last night, and I was
October,
my Midwest card revoked now?
No.
If it was October and it was the playoffs and you turned it down, then I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
I understand.
I'm not lucky enough to be offered that, one, and two, I would never turn that down. But yeah. Yes.
Exactly. And if it's a regular Bears game or Packers game at the end of December when it's below zero, unless it's for the NFC Championship, count me out.
Really? Even at Lambeau, you wouldn't do it?
Oh.
No.
Have you been to a game at Lambeau in December?
I've been to games.
I've been to games where my beers froze at Soldier Field. I have no desire to do it again.
All
it's miserable.
I give you that.
There's
fair.
nothing fun about it.
You're in so many layers. It's fun for a certain extent of time, for about 5 minutes, until you realize that your face
is completely... the game's much longer than 5 minutes.
That's it. And then you realize your face is completely frozen off, and you realize that when you get into Lambeau, you're sitting on metal bleacher seats as well. And then all of a sudden, you're like, I can't also put my arms down because I have so many layers on.
So wait, are you guys agreeing with me or disagreeing with me? I'm saying unless it's the NFC Championship,
I totally agree. No, I will skip a game in December at Lambeau as much as I love supporting the 100%. Green Bay Packers because it is just too cold.
Brian, we have different standards amongst us. We have a couple of decades between us.
That's
and
true.
You said back when, during my age,
back in
you
my
would have
day.
Probably toughed it out. Back in my day, I would have toughed that out.
Right.
So am I just a wimp for my age?
No. No.
You're sensible.
Yeah.
And you have an excuse. You have to be up... Really early. And why be miserable? I mean, yes, you get to see your friends and that's fine, but the underlying in your head during all the conversations with your friends is like, what the hell am I doing here? This is unbelievably awful. I am miserable. I'm wet. I'm cold.
Yeah. Chat.
And then you're going to associate that with your friends next time you see
them.
Yes. And you're going to go, I never want to see them again because last time I saw them, it was miserable.
Like,
and you'll forget that it was
again.
Miserable because of the weather and just think that they're miserable people. And now your whole friendship is ruined, Frank, just because you couldn't stand up and say no.
Chad's over on Facebook. He disagrees with this entire comment this morning. I'm going to take and say that Chad would have probably froze out in the cold last night, the wind, the rain. And, each their own, though. If that's what Chad wanted to do with his evening, I would not be upset with him. I don't think that you did anything wrong. I think that
you
stayed home. You made a good decision. Plus, you're not going to get sick. See, that's the mom in me, right? Like, that's where my mind always goes. Wet, cold.
I would have brought
sick.
A coat.
Does it matter?
Parker, would you have gone?
For baseball, probably not. If
this
it was
early too.
Yes, it's for that reason. Baseball. But okay. if it was football, I don't care the conditions. I am going for football.
Okay.
There is a charm to Lambeau Field in the cold. Oh. I don't
if
care.
Parker
Have you been to Lambeau
me,
Field in the cold?
Better.
Not in the cold. No.
Oh. I want you to go one
Charm
time
is,
in your life.
Believe me, I would like to go one time in my
and
life,
then,
too.
And then we'll have the conversation again. I want you to pick a 20 below right. day with a wind chill of like 30 below, because it happens
oh,
at
yeah.
Lambeau.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll have the conversation again, if that's really how you want to spend your Sunday, when
okay.
you know you could be at home getting the snacks without standing in line and having to unlayer just to use the bathroom. I'm just saying.
And that's coming from the woman who sits in the club seats when she goes to Lambeau.
Oh, we do.
That's
well,
true.
Once.
I forgot you
we
guys
did
Ooh.
One yeah. time. One time. Only because Ooh, my husband gee. Got a better deal.
And he was smart enough to know he didn't want to sit out in the elements.
And it was nasty that night. That was that night that it was foggy. It was warm, so you could have tolerated the cold, but it was nasty, wet, damp. It was like a constant mist that night. And as I was watching people come in from the concourse, they were just like, they weren't drenched, but they were just damp, like every part of them, because there was so much mist and in the air that night. It was not a great night for football, unless you really are like Parker and a diehard.
Well, Frank, listen, you didn't go out last night because of the elements. Maybe in the summer you'd mm-hmm. want to go out at night. Maybe one night you'd want to go to the Wisconsin State Fair, Frank, and catch, I don't know, maybe John Mulaney.
That
Ooh.
I would.
Famous comedian John Mulaney, right? You could do that. You could go see John Mulaney. You could buy tickets. But why buy tickets? We're giving you a chance to win some tickets. Jamie, we're too generous. I'm getting tired of giving, giving, giving. What do we get?
Well, apparently we just get to make sure that people are happy, because that's how this is happening. But John Mulaney
right,
is
good.
Going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair. He's going to be appearing on the Bank 5-9 main stage. Of course, SNL veteran. He has won awards for his comedy. And tickets are on sale right now over at WIStateFair.com. But if you would like to save your money and maybe give yourself a chance to win a pair, you can do that by going over to WRJN.com, and there'll be a button there. Just click on it, sign up, and you're going to automatically be entered once you fill in the little boxes to see John Mulaney at the Wisconsin State Fair. And remember, you have through Sunday to enter to get those tickets.
Frank's friend was hoping he would win a pair and come out in the elements last night, but no chance of that.
Wait, so Frank, did he buy the tickets already?
No, they were free.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They were free, so
okay.
I didn't feel as bad.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. It's a lot easier
yeah,
to
not
feel
Yeah, and he called you last
bad.
Minute to go to the game. It, was yeah. like, it wasn't like you had planned this and then backed out at the last
second.
No,
I need 24 hours.
Yeah.
At least. That's the other thing.
To
That's
formulate fair. My excuse to not go. I need
At my
a long,
age, I need
I need
24
a long
hours.
Lead time.
Yeah.
Damn
yeah, that
right.
checks. That
I
checks.
Stuff going on. It's just, what am I, spur of the moment, Johnny?
The
no.
older you get, the lead time will get longer, by the way.
Yeah.
It does. It really
Brian's
does.
Up to a month.
A month? Molly asked me 3 years ago to go to her wedding. She didn't even have a boyfriend yet. And I was like, I have to check.
We'll see.
I'll see. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on that day.
It is 6:19 right now. You are listening to Daybreak. I'm Jamie Martinson.
I'm Brian Noonan. It's very exciting. We're going to the moon today. Yay! We'll talk about some space travel and some jargon. We'll do it all on the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, this is Wisconsin's Morning Conversation. Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telemu.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Woohoo!
Super exciting. Are you watching what's happening today already this morning? Is there much action with this new moon mission yet?
No, everything okay. Everything is go. I haven't been tuned in yet, but because the flight, the launch is until tonight.
Okay.
It's gonna like 6 o'clock our time.
Ooh, okay.
Something like that. Yeah. So it's later tonight, which is gonna
Love
be
it.
Exciting. 8:24 or between 6:24 tonight and 8:24 Eastern time. So 5:20 to 7:20 here in Wisconsin. I think it's going to be. I know ABC is broadcasting it.
Yes.
I'm sure. You know, we'll get that in before we hear from. You know,
is that why
we'll get a real moon landing before we hear from a space cadet?
Is that why he's speaking tonight? Because he doesn't want to be upstaged by the moon.
Right. That's probably.
We'll
exactly
get into all
it.
Of that later this morning. But yes, the president will be speaking later this evening and addressing the nation. So you got to think that he didn't want to be upstaged by actual science and a moon mission.
This is great. The Artemis II moon mission is launching tonight. It's a four-person crew. It's going to launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center on Merritt Island in Florida. They're going to be up there for 10 days because they're going 685,000 miles on this trip. That is
Incredible.
A road trip. Right there. A lot of snacks, a lot of trail mix, all packed up. You got to I would imagine, like, I don't know what astronauts take on a road trip for snacks. It's all in a tube.
It's all in a tube, and none of it is a lot of it's not actual food, right? It's that dehydrated
it's
stuff. It's goo, and it's things that they have to eventually, like, add space water to. I don't know exactly what they
space
do.
Space water.
Ooh. I don't know
space
what they
water.
Do.
No, that's a marketing.
Hey,
this is
say,
space
that
water.
Like Trump would sell.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Wow.
Maybe that's what it's for. You want to hey, if you're following the astronauts, you might want to drink what they drink. That's why I'm introducing Donald Trump's space water.
Ooh.
It's an empty bottle because up in space, there's really no water. See what I did there? I just took empty reused bottles. They're actually bottles that I used for next to my bed when I don't want to get up in the middle of the night. But I rinsed them out. I'm selling space water, and it's $39.95. You're going to love it. It's the greatest non-water water that you'll ever drink. So today is launch day. Day two through four is outbound transit, which I love because they have to go. They keep going. And then day five is they go to the dark side of the moon.
Yep.
And if they're not playing Pink Floyd, then they're doing
they're
it
doing
wrong.
They're doing it wrong, completely wrong. Yes, agreed.
And if you watched Apollo 13, which is where that clip came from, that's where, I don't know how much communication has changed in the time since Apollo 13, but that's where they lose contact with the astronauts when they swing around that moon and then slingshot back. And start coming.
How scary does that have to be, though, right? I mean, I know they've been trained for this. I know that this is, they go through deep training to even do this mission. But can you imagine, even if you're in that control center, just for that amount of time when you have no control over them, because you don't know what's happening, right? You have no idea what's happening up there, you know? And
that's where the monster could be.
That's scary. To me, that's scary stuff. Yeah,
that's right. Hey, hey. Listen, Parker, you don't know. There could be that's could be where the Klingons are hiding.
Yeah.
It could be where the Death Star is. We don't know where any of that's.
Darth Vader's sitting on the dark side of the moon.
I just watched the new Ryan Gosling movie over the weekend.
Is there a monster in that?
There's
no spoilers.
Alien. That's all I'll say.
Okay,
you got to go see it. It's a fantastic movie. But at any rate, this is real life, and this is really cool stuff.
And this is historic. We have a. Christina Hammock-Koch Koch is one of the astronauts. She's the first woman to go to the moon. And Victor Glover, he's the first person of color to go to the moon. So Glover is the pilot. He's responsible for operating the spacecraft. And then, Reed Wiseman from NASA, and Jeremy Hansen is a Canadian. He's from the Canadian Space Agency, so he's going to be up there too. They're the mission specialists, and it's going to be really cool. Now, I loved listening to that clip because it's great, and they throw out a lot of jargon.
Yes.
So I thought maybe we'd learn a little astronaut jargon.
I love learning things. I love feeling like I'm in the know, so when I'm listening to takeoff today, I'll be able to know exactly what's happening. I'm excited for this.
Well, we've heard T-minus times and L-minus times. What does that mean? L-minus is used to indicate the time until liftoff in hours and minutes, while T-minus time corresponds with the events included in the launch countdown, like the retracting of the crew's access arm, which enables astronauts to board the spacecraft, or the starting of the engines in the final seconds before liftoff. So you might hear both of those. You might also hear some other liftoff lingo, like if the launch is a go, that means things are on track to take off. That's pretty easy. If it's a no-go, that means it's been canceled. So far, everything coming out of Florida, the weather is cooperating.
Yes.
The mission at this point is a go.
I love it.
Then as we progress through the countdown, you'll hear SLS, which stands for Space Launch Systems, to indicate the rocket. If the word nominal is used, means that things are normal on the or going as planned. When the rocket is being loaded with cryogenic or super cold fuel for liftoff, the terms LOX and LH2 will refer to liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen, respectively. And the rocket will go through multiple phases of fueling, referred to as slow fill, fast fill, and topping off and replenishing.
I feel so much smarter when I watch this. Chrissy's chiming in this morning over on our text feed. She's listening on WMDX. She says, space water is recycled urine. There we go.
That's kind of why he kept the bottles next to the bed, Chrissy. Yes, yes. She's picking up what I'm laying down, and I dig it.
She's awesome.
Yes, so we are going to be, it's going to be exciting.
It is.
They're not touching down, but this is to see if Artemis can, and the spacecraft can sustain that. And let's hope they can. This is going to be very exciting to
first
watch.
First mission
we'll do
since
that.
2022, which is very exciting. Yeah. 6:29 right now. You are listening to Daybreak. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And I'm Brian Noonan. Judges and congressional maps next on the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin wakes up here. Back to Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
Good morning and thank you so much for joining us today. If you are listening on WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh or on 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire or even in La Crosse on WLCX, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, if you want to join the conversation today, whether you want to give us a call or whether you want to text, 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-75-CIVIC. We'd love to have you join. We're getting reports that the weather in the northern portion of the state is going to get a little gross overnight. And I say that because we're talking ice storm warnings from midnight tonight through 10 a.m. tomorrow. Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, including Wausau, Menominee, Wood, including Wisconsin Rapids, Portage County, Stevens Point included in that, all in the area that could see some ice. So please take it easy over the next, especially tomorrow morning if you're going to be doing any traveling, whether that's to work or to school. And we'll keep you updated as we can on all of the latest with the forecast.
And spring will be here, really, I guess.
Thanks,
someday. Just hold on. But ice is the worst. So be careful. We'll keep you. We'll as Jamie said, we'll keep you updated. One of Jamie's favorite things to talk about is gerrymandering and maps. And when this story broke yesterday, I knew it was coming to fruition, all of the things. Not the way you hoped, I bet, Jamie. A 3-judge panel yesterday dismissed a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional maps, ruling that only the state Supreme Court has the authority to overturn them under the current parameters of the case. So the decision is one of two cases that are under consideration by separate panels, which doesn't seem like the Supreme Court or the panels are really jiving. But anyway, there's two of them, 3 judges from different counties appointed by the liberal state-led Supreme Court. The lawsuits filed in July of last year followed multiple failed attempts to redraw the maps, which are currently represented by 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats. This case, however, was dismissed by a panel led by Dane County Circuit Judge Julie Genovese. It was brought by the Elias Law Group, representing a group of Democratic voters, and it argued that state's current maps discriminate against Democrats by concentrating most of the party's voters in 2 districts while diluting the rest among districts that favor Republicans. Plaintiffs also argued that the current maps are unconstitutional, Jamie, because the judiciary's role in enacting them violated constitutional protections, including separation of powers.
I'm going to surprise you for a second. I actually thought this was a stupid lawsuit.
Really?
I did. Because, first of all, didn't the Supreme Court of the state actually just decide this? And here's the thing with gerrymandering, right? And I know I probably just angered a few people, but I actually did think that this was an unwarranted lawsuit. Because depending on how these maps get redrawn, essentially what this group of Democrats was trying to do was the exact same thing that Republicans in this state have been trying to do with Democrats for years. And so that is not how the electoral process or the democratic process actually works. And so I actually was like, I kind of feel like they did the right thing here. And I was not shocked by this at all. The fact that we were democracy only works when there's some sort of compromise, right? And when there's two parties. And I get it. I get it. I understand where we are at with the Republican Party. I don't like everything they do for obvious reasons. I think that some of the things that happened with the Republican Party is absolutely ridiculous. However, in a fair democracy, there has to be some sort of bipartisan compromise. And you can't do that when you just start erasing districts off of a map to make them favorable for your party. That's just not how this works. So I didn't have any trouble with this yesterday.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how close we are to bipartisanship never happening. I mean, we see that's why we're so amazed when it does, right? When the Senate sent the funding bill over to the House and then it was torpedoed because of partisanship, but we get all excited like, "Oh my gosh, look, there was a compromise." They're so few and far between anymore that it is, instead of the rule, it has become the exception. And so the most cynical parts of me are like, any edge you can get.
Sure.
And yes, that can always be redrawn down the road. But we talk about this all the time, short-sightedness. We got to get the power now, because if you don't have the power now, things can happen and you might not be able to reverse them. So I get the lawsuit. I've been confused by this whole thing since the whole map thing started. And I've covered it here. I've covered it in Milwaukee. I'm like, what's this? I don't know. It's the whole thing where we could just redraw map. Oh, no. It doesn't seem like maps should be able to be redrawn.
No.
It's like, these are the lines. They're permanent. We go with it.
Well, and isn't that what Governor Evers wants, right? This is why when he gave a state of the state, he wanted a special legislative session to do just that, to make sure that our maps were permanent here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yep.
So we didn't have to have any more of these stupid lawsuits from one party or the other. And that's essentially what he's trying to do. Now, again, I will say, knowing that it's going to be, you're going to get very little compromise from the Republicans, but at the same time, you know, I think that it's also telling that Democrats currently in serving in the legislature are a little hesitant to be a part of the special legislative session as well. And I'm not really sure why that is, especially since the only reason they made a dent in the numbers of Republicans in office is because we had fairer maps, mm-hmm. thanks to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So at that point, I would say, yes, that it needs to be done in that manner. It needs to go through the legislature. It needs to be done in such a way is that both parties come to the table, they sit down, they make it fair. So there's actual representation, because they've proven that they can do it. It's hard, I know, because bipartisanship, it's a thing of the past. I get that it's hard. But I also don't believe that in a case like this, it makes any sense, because you need representation from both parties. There's always going to be tension. There's always going to be debate. But there, at the end of it, there has to be compromise, because one party should not represent the voice of an entire state or nation or whatever you want to say, depending on how big you're looking and zooming in and out.
Well, what got me a little confused is these three judge panels. There's no real authority there. Nobody spelled out, the Supreme Court didn't spell out their authority. Nobody did. And so the circuit court is like, hey, are you an arm of the state? Are you a referee? Are you something else? We don't know. You have no, basically they said, you have no power here. We don't know no authority to supersede the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which makes sense. But then why did it all go?
It felt like they were kicking the can a little bit, didn't it? Like
it did, but it's also like, if that's the case, how did it even get this far? And why is there still another case pending? If that three-judge panel is the same, not the same people, obviously,
right,
but the same system, and we've already ruled once that they don't have any authority to supersede the Supreme Court. So what's going on? That's when the law, as a as a regular person, really confuses me.
Well, and I think that's why people do get so confused. And I think that's why the conversations about fair, you know, because, and I think that's why conversations about fair maps and gerrymandering become so diluted in everyday conversation, because it's essentially flooding the zone, because you hear about it so often, you don't really understand the rules. You don't really know why it's happening or how it's happening or who's involved. And at the end of the day, the maps that we have in place right now are not our permanent maps. And this is also why the governor is pushing for this legislative session, because at the end of this year, our maps could very much go back to a very Republican controlled legislature. That's what the governor is trying to prevent. And I do not agree with that. I agree that we should at some point revisit the current maps that we have. We should probably make sure that something like that is cemented in this state so that we don't have to have these stupid arguments and we can actually move on with other important issues on the table. But when maps are fair, you have more competitive races. Candidates do have to work harder. They have to listen more. They have to appeal to more than just their base. And when those maps become tilted, even if it would have, like in this particular case, you get the absolute opposite of that. You get safe seats, less accountability, more division. You get people who end up sitting in office for years and years and years with absolutely no competition to make them actually go out and do their jobs and earn that every time there's an election.
Well, on that point, then, even, all right, let's say the maps stay how they are, whatever. If we go to ranked choice voting, which we've talked about a lot in the last couple
Love
weeks,
that
would almost negate the map, the need to redraw the maps. Because, yes, I'm in a mostly Republican or a mostly Democratic district. Well, I'm still going to run against a couple people, and we're gonna rank them. Now, the result may be the same, but at least, you know, the other party, whoever that other party is going to have a shot in those districts the same, you know, better than they would now when it's almost a lock that they're not going to get elected.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, what do you think of that? I'm trying to solve the problem so I'm not as confused.
I think I personally love ranked choice voting. I think it makes a whole lot of sense. The more I learn about it, the more I hear about it. I think in these particular districts where it is so close, because Mark over on our text line this morning pointing out that we are a state that is 50-50 with Republicans controlling more than 50% of the congressional seats. And that is correct. Here's the thing, though. You also have to be very careful with that game that you're playing, because at some point, we know that the Republicans are in charge in the state of Wisconsin. If the Democrats ever get in charge, they're going to try to sway things their way, right? Which is why I like ranked choice voting so much, because it essentially does not let one party have the most control. And it also brings in other voices. You know, we have all of these independents now, people who were Republicans, were Democrats, who can't fathom what either party has become. So they're now independent. So it gives them more of a voice at the table. And at the end of the day, it really allows us to choose the candidates that we think best represent us as constituents, rather than just, you know, here's our two choices, let's fix it.
That might just get rid of this whole map question. But I do like and I think you said you weren't for this.
No.
I'm for Evers saying,
yes,
let's get in here, let's draw the maps. These are the districts. Unless the next governor or someone else down the line takes it up again, this is how Wisconsin is drawn. This is the way it's going to work. It's going to be more equitable, and everybody still has a shot.
Yes.
If you're a Republican, you still have a shot to get elected. Democrats, now you have a shot to get elected too, rather than moving the lines. And it's I see that, we see it in the news now, but even in Chicago's maps for the aldermen, if you look at the lines, it is insanity.
Yeah.
There's a district that goes out, from like one street takes it from the main city all the way out, and then it goes here, and then there's a district that starts in the north and somehow weasels its way down to the south. It's the same everywhere. It's like, come on, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, and to be clear, I did not agree with this lawsuit because of how it diluted Republican representation. I do agree.
No, I knew you said
yes,
that.
Yep.
I thought I misunderstood
no,
you
no,
about
no, no,
the
no.
Governor.
I'll clear it up for anybody who's listening this morning. For the governor and his special session he has called, I am for that because we do need permanent fair maps in this state. So yeah, I am all for the special legislative session. But I also think it's interesting because I understand that right now we live in really crazy times and anything in our political cycle is not what we are used to. However, you have to be very careful playing that game of if they're going to, we're going to, because at some point power shifts and it could actually get worse for either party depending on how that power shifts. So
listen, that's you're taking into account that there may be another election. So
I'm trying
let's not
to be
get
hopeful,
crazy.
Brian. I'm trying to be hopeful this morning.
Hey, Kid Rock got a flyby. That's good news. The soldiers got in trouble. That's bad news. Pete Hegseth has saved their bacon. That's questionable news. We'll talk about it next. It's Daybreak on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Fairly solid, better than expected. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
6:52 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. You're welcome to chime in. A lot of people chiming in about the astronauts and the moonshot and all kinds of stuff and gerrymandering. You can always get involved. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Do we need any more evidence that this administration and Pistol Pete, our Secretary of Defense, they only are here to help out their pals? Because if you saw the video or saw the pictures, you know that on Saturday, after a couple of Black Hawk attack helicopters did a flyby over the No Kings protests in Nashville, which seemed weird that we'd, but they claimed that the Army said, oh, no, that was just a flight pattern. Okay. Hovering over a protest after the last video that Donald Trump released at the last No Kings. That's a whole other story. All right. So they're done there. Then they decide they're going to fly by Kid Rock's house. Now, Kid Rock standing out there is wearing a Jesus baseball cap because when I think Jesus, I think Kid Rock.
Well, of course.
Talking about underage girls and big pimping. That's, I'm down. There he is with his infinity pool and his money, and I don't begrudge a man money. But he's standing out there, and the attack helicopter hovers right in front.
Why, he salutes.
And then, yeah, and then Kid throws a salute at him, and then they fly away. Now, that raised the ire of the Army. They were like, hey, man, you can't do this. So they said, we're going to suspend that flight crew and we're going to do a full investigation. That was the story that we had in the rundown as of last night.
Right.
Then Pistol Pete takes his shot at pardoning everybody. And so now he exonerated the crew. He said, quote, no punishment, no investigation. Carry on, patriots. So he nullified the Army's. He overstepped the Army and said, no, you can't investigate these guys. They went by Kid Rock's house, and he loves the president, and he is a true patriot.
But just last week, he didn't actually love the president all that much because of the ticketing situation. So I feel like there was some sort of favor curried here. But at any rate, I have a lot of questions. So many
you
questions.
You and everybody
about,
else.
Like, why were they there? That's the first question. Who said that this was okay from the beginning?
Jamie.
Was this planned? Did somebody tell him to do that? And why the hell is Kid Rock back in the news so much over the last couple? Did he, like, fade away 15 years ago?
Well, he's back, baby, because he loves the president. Here's the answer to all your myriad of valid questions.
Okay, all right.
The answer would have come from the Army's investigation into this incident. Now, forget it. No punishment, no investigation. Carry on, patriot. That's what I'm going to tell Parker anytime he tells me I missed the break. No investigation. Carry on, patriot. No punishment. No investigations. Carry on.
That's reassuring.
Yep. Anytime I do something that you...
That like sounds like I'm accountability. Talking,
no accountability, no punishment, no investigation. It all means the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So the army is facing all these questions that Jamie has, and rightfully so. It's like, hey, what the hell's going on?
I don't understand this at all. Here is the thing. This is the military. This is not a PR stunt. This is not your movie. This is not Kid Rock looks big and bad on social media. These are not props. Well, he doesn't. He looks stupid. These are not props. And I don't pretend to know all the ins and outs of military protocol. I'd love for somebody to teach me all of that stuff. This feels completely off, and I don't care who you are. I don't care if you voted for this administration, if you were somebody who hates this administration. This feels completely off, and this feels like a gross misuse of our military, the personnel, probably taxpayer dollars. I'm sure there's so much entangled in all of this that we can't even get to it in the 7 minutes that we do have.
No, and the Army even said they weren't really clear whether the flyover of the protest was a coincidence or involved a deviation from the Apaches. I think I said Tomahawk. It was Apache. Tomahawk is the missile. Whether it was a deviation from the flight plan, which would have meant that the crew kind of went rogue and decided, let's go buzz these protesters, put a little fear of God in them. That we're gonna,
were they trying to make a real-life video for the president? I mean, based off of the AI that he posted last time?
You never know, because just like in the world, the military is made up of people who support him and people who don't, and they're doing it. And maybe you get to a point where if you're really a backer and you really think Pistol Pete and all his talk about God and the holiness of this war, you figure you're going to get away with it anyway. And guess what? You just did. So maybe you fly over, maybe you swing by Kid Rock's house.
Yeah.
Give him a little flyby. How you doing?
Alicia.
Check us out, Kid Rock.
Alicia, who listens to us on YouTube, she is a Navy veteran. She says, as a veteran, I can say this Kid Rock thing feels very icky. Does it feel like someone was following orders? That's my thing, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing, right? Because there is protocol that happens in the military. And let's be clear, I don't know much about military equipment, but I'm going to assume that an Apache helicopter flying through a neighborhood is a little off for a lot of reasons, right? And just hovering at somebody's house. I mean,
it's not just anybody's house. Kid Rock lives up on a hill with an infinity pool. He's not down, you know, in the questionable parts of Nashville. He's out where the rich folk live, near Tim McGraw and Faith Hill and all the other country music singers. Kid Rock, they were still pretty high up. But the part that bothers me the most is them hovering over the protest.
Right. All of this.
Which
none of this adds up. This all feels bad.
And you know what? The rug is big enough that Pistol Pete has swept it underneath it. And we're never going to hear of it again, right? No punishment, no investigations. Carry on, Patriots.
Well, that's good. Kid Rock has that one video that made him seem cool for about 5 minutes to live in
infamy. Until he turned around and he had his Jesus hat on. Like a really low-rent Jesus trucker hat. Like if Jesus was stopping at a Love's travel plaza somewhere in Nebraska and went, I got to keep the sun off my balding dome. And then popped it on there and went, hey, isn't that your name? It is my name. Don't wear it out. Patriot, carry on.
Not to mention the fact we all remember the halftime show, but we won't talk about that. It's 6:59 right now. You are listening to the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.